You turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Luke 15, verses 1 to 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Father in heaven, how good it is to be in your house today. How wonderful it is to be touched by your presence, your power, and your peace. Help us today as we look at your word to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue this morning, I'd like to take time, because I wanted to read that passage of Scripture before we did our prayer time, sincerely. Because today is a very special day, and it's 9/11. And I think about the people who were lost, and we're going to talk about that as we begin the sermon in a few minutes. But I'd just like to take a moment for this congregation to have a moment of silence for those who died, for those who continue to suffer and remain, for the man with the red bandana, for the stories. Let's just take a moment of silence. Prayer requests or praises this morning, if Lewis could give me a pen, how it is that I can have 7 pens up here and come to the time to write them down and have 0. All right, there is rejoicing over 1 pen. 2. Sally, prayer requests.
There's going to be a prayer for the nation this afternoon here in this church at 4 o'clock. Anybody who would like to join with us, please come.
Okay, a wonderful day for us to be praying today and all time for our nation. We live in trying and difficult days. Provy.
Pray for me. The case that I have with my neighbor with the nicotine is going to come to court. So I am going to testify with him a little nervous about. Pray for that.
Okay. We'll remember you, Provy, and the case. Other requests or praises today? Yes, Sherry.
I guess because it's 9/11, I kind of look at this and pray for all of our young children, all of our young